Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 1st of July. Made alive as a son of Abraham. Christ's message is the water of the word, and it begins to minister regeneration to a hearer. Regeneration is not the new birth, rather it is the ministry of the Spirit through the word to the humanity of a believer. This regenerative work, associated with the spirit of grace and supplication that accompanies the commands of Christ, makes a person who was formerly dead in trespasses and sins alive. They are made alive so that they can hear and respond to the gospel. Explaining this initial regenerative effect of grace and supplication upon a hearer, the Apostle Paul said, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." When a person is made alive by regeneration, they are no longer dead in trespasses and sins as a son or daughter of Adam. Although they are still of the dust of the earth, as a natural person, they have become a son or daughter of Abraham. This is because they have received the same faith that Abraham received when he believed the word that contained the exceedingly great and precious promises of God. He believed the word that was spoken to him by Christ. We recall that the Lord said to Abraham, "I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth." Importantly, as we noted above, they are now able to hear and receive the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. They can see the kingdom of God. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 14, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, Romans chapter 4 verses 16 and 17, Genesis chapter 13 verse 16, and John chapter 3 verse 3. For further study, Romans chapter 4.